your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. This is hour number two of USAPrepares.com. The second hour, this hour, we're going to be talking about building community. And it's difficult. It's extremely difficult to build community. Years ago, there were neighborhoods of like-minded people. There was Little Ireland, Little England, Little Italy, and there were ties that let people work together. We don't have that anymore. And we don't have community anymore. With us this morning, Tony Pache is going to be talking about community. And Tony came to the United States of America in 1999 from South Africa. He's an American citizen, and he wants to educate us and teach us about his experiences. He saw society disintegrate on the continent of Africa. And he sees a lot of the same things happening right here, right now. He's extremely concerned, and so am I. And together, he and many of us at USAPrepares.com are working day and night to try to build community, to try to get people to work together. But it's really difficult. Welcome, Tony Pache.
Hey, Vinny. Good morning. Afternoon. It's morning.
Hey, Tony, did I say anything that was incorrect? Is this difficult
to do?
No, sir,
you got it on the money. And it's a tough subject because, firstly, the word community means many different things to many different people. And my goodness, I've been on a journey in the last 6 to 8 months with some people I've got to know very closely in trying to help us establish what it means to actually activate and build a community. And as one of my now new friends says to me, it's like herding cats. And it really is.
Herding cats, pushing a rope. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It really is. Tony, you've been to the Get Prepared Expos, I think almost every single one of them. You've met thousands and thousands of people, and they have wonder in their eyes. They are hungry for information. But, well, let me ask you this. Let's put that just aside for a minute. You meet so many people at the Expo. You're going to be at the July 19, 20, and 21 Expo in Lebanon, Missouri. You're going to be teaching a seminar. Here's the question. You teach a long-term meal planning class.
Yes.
Okay? And you teach that at your store, which is Down to Earth Foods in Springfield, Missouri.
Yes.
Now, when you teach that class,
I know where you're going.
A lot of people. It's a small class, right? I mean, you are in their faces, right? You're in the students' faces, and the eye contact is there. I mean, you are really close to them. Now, after they spend most of the day with you, how many of them do you think are actually going to do what they learned?
Okay. Don't know what's wrong with the line, but there's been an awful crackling in my ear. Just repeat that last sentence, please.
Okay. My question is, you spend a lot of time with students.
Yes.
In your class. They actually pay you, not very much money, they pay you very little money to come to learn, and they spend the day with you. Of all the people, let's say there are 100 people that have gone to your classes, Just I'm arbitrarily picking that number. How many of that 100 would you say have said, okay, I know what I got to do. I got to do it right now, and they actually get it done? How many?
Less than 3%. And these are the people who actively chose, and the money just really covers costs, doesn't even cover my time. It just covers the overhead, and they make the effort to come. Some have come from Arkansas, northern Missouri, wherever. It's disappointing for me because it's like, okay, I've got it. I give them a 50 meg file, which I download on their flash drive, and it's almost like they file it away. And I purpose with them after the course that I will follow them up in 30 days to see how far they are with their plan. So I challenge them and I call them. I haven't done that for the last, I'm 46 days out on the previous second to last class. But everyone I phoned, less than 3% have actually done anything and owned what they need to do. And it scares the snot out of me because food is not the major priority. You know, there are five major listings of priorities that the majority think of. And if they don't even have the food right, and this is to a group of people that want to be prepared, not the general population that just think life is going to continue through a convenience store.
Let me see, Tony, let me see if I've got this right. So the people that, do many of the people that come to your classes, are they some of the people who come to the meetups and the expo?
Yes, I've had, I would say a third to a half are the people that come through the expo. In fact, I'd say a half because I'll include listening to the radio show that you used to have that was local. Mm-hmm. They came to us through that. And also through friends of the store is the other half. So it's not people that are just got their blinders on and blinkers on. They actually realize and know that there are coming pending issues, inflation, economic collapse, or pending anarchy or whatever, okay? Whatever their fears are, they know they need to prepare. And they come to the class, but don't appropriate it. They take the information and file it. I don't understand. It's peculiar.
I cannot understand it either. And every once in a while, I have to ask myself, okay, Vinny, why? Tell me one more time why you're doing this? You know, because I figured that we've put over 10,000 butts in seats. I mean, if you're measuring attendance, you know, at the meetups, just at the meetups. If you average out, you know, 100 people times 2 years, 10,000 butts in seats. And, you know, we do this every single week. And I'm wondering, why are we doing this? Because one day I asked the meetup group, I said, okay, here's your homework for the week. And I very rarely assign homework. And I said, just turn off the power, you know, on the circuit breakers. Leave the refrigerator running, leave the freezer running, you know, any medical emergency type equipment, make sure that's still running. But everything else, turn it off. Turn off the TV, turn off the electric range, the microwave oven, the cell phone, all those gadgets, you turn them off. You know, no DVD player, no entertainment. You're in the dark, and you have a half hour to prepare. So at 5:30, you're home from work. You take a half hour to do whatever you want to do because you know the power's going out. At 6 o'clock, the power goes out until 9 o'clock. Just do that, and then next week we're going to talk about what it was like. And you can turn the power back on after 3 hours. Or if you can't take it, turn the power back on whenever you want. You're in control. And I got volunteers, and I said, yeah, we'll do it. Got to next week, and I said, okay, let's review what it was like.
And?
No one did it. So I thought, okay, that's kind of a small group. There's only like 110 people here. So that was kind of a small group. So I did it on the radio. I did the same thing. I said, okay, here's your homework. You know, it was a Friday. I said, here's your homework. Do this over the weekend. Okay, and I explained the same thing. And I said, okay, on Monday, we'll talk about what happened, and I'll take your calls. And that's when I did the local broadcast in Springfield.
Okay.
Monday comes around. I go, okay, here's the number. And I gave out the you know, the toll-free number to call in. I said, okay, let's hear what happened. Nothing happened.
Okay, so I'm not alone.
So I'm batting zero.
So I'm not alone, okay.
No. So, well, actually, you're doing really well. You got 3 out of 100. I got 0 out of like 10,000.
It's sad. In fact, also on the when we do the classes, I do three classes, or I have been doing three classes. I've been challenging them to take a 30-day test, like, bearing in mind that food is not really a priority. And the 30-day test is live for 30 days on what you prepared.
Oh man!
And I got crickets on that one. So it is frustrating. And the wife and myself have been thinking, you know, it's just like when we were living in SA and in the mid 80s. There's a lot of denial. There's a lot of it's still time to prepare. It's still down the road. And then there's a lot of burnout for those that have been preparing and have seen things in the past and they haven't come to fruition, and they got this like denial that something's going to happen, but they're ignoring what's in front of them. And in fact, if I can just give the example of the tsunami, the people at Banda Aceh, you know, when the tsunami was coming, they saw the waters recede and people were still walking down to the beach. They didn't realize that when the water recedes, there's snot coming your way. And I'm watching the water recede and people are saying, hey, let's go to the beach.
Unbelievable.
They don't, So I do have a small group of people out of meeting lots of people, and I'm talking about a handful of people that actually do get it and have activated and are prepared. And it's like this 3 out of 100 that we're talking about.
Now, are they?
But that doesn't make community, Finny.
Well, here's the problem I found. There are people who come to our meetups that are scattered all over, and they would love to build a community. Except we are scattered all over, you know, Missouri and Arkansas. So it's difficult for us to build a community of neighbors,
right,
when we live hundreds of miles apart. However, if we did live closer, I think we would be a community, but we don't. And
well, yes, part of the problem. This I've been meeting with people, like you were saying, regularly. I've taken a bit of a sabbatical on that, but we've been meeting really regularly in trying to form the foundations of a charter of what it makes for a community, to go and open communities and create communities. And one of the biggest things that is crucial is exactly what you pointed out, proximity. We have to live with each other. But, you know, are you really that wide awake enough to do what it takes to uproot and move so that you can be close neighbors?
Tony, let's talk about that when we come back. Tony Pache, Down to Earth Foods, D2E, D2EFoods.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Tony Piché is with us. Let me spell his last name, P-I-C-H-E. Tony Piché is with us, downtoearthfoods.com, D, the number 2, E, foods.com. And there's a link to Tony Piché on the website, page 1 at the bottom, where the instructors are, and also in the exhibitors and seminars tab at the website. We've got an expo coming up July 19, 2021. Tony Piché is going to be there. You'll get a chance to meet him in person. And we're going to do some live radio, and he'll be there with us doing some live broadcasting on Friday, which is July 19th, at the day that we do the setup at the expo. Tony, I wanted to share with you, I had an opportunity, and I still have this opportunity, to buy 1 square mile of property. And a square mile means a mile wide by a mile deep, which is 640 acres. And this property can be divided into parcels that will support about 60 families. It's woods, it's streams, it's really secluded, it's really neat. It's right near me. Okay. And I can buy this and sell it, and everybody could have very inexpensive property. And how inexpensive? I'm talking maybe $20,000 or less.
Okay.
To have a property where they could build, and we could have our own power generation, our own water, our hunting and protection and raising food, and we could have a community storm shelter, all those really neat things. But I'm not convinced, because of what I've seen so far, that we would be able to build that community. And this is like dirt cheap, right? $20,000 to buy a property that,
yeah,
with like-minded folks, where you could have 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 acres, depending on how much you wanted. I'm just saying an average of $20,000. We could do that. But I'm not convinced that we could find people who would say, yeah, I want to do it, and actually follow through.
Yeah, I agree. Like I said, I've been doing this for a while, and I've been trying to put forward suggestions and thoughts and ideas and experiences, and then also get feedback. And there's a couple of common denominators that have come back at me from the folks that I've been speaking to, and bearing in mind that they pretty much are all realizing that the common denominators are we as a nation are in trouble and we need to take care of our tomorrows and todays. Well, the biggest feedback I've had is, well, we're also independent-minded, number one. Number two, we can't trust. And I've listened to these arguments now for a while, and I truly believe that Americans are not independently minded. They say that, but they're actually stubborn, because independent-minded means to me that I will go ahead and do my own thing anyway in spite of and still come out prepared. Well,
yes.
I can count on my one hand the amount of people I've spoken to that actually are nearly prepared. In fact, I can count on half of my one hand.
Does that include me on one of those?
Yes. And the point I'm getting at is out of the hundreds and maybe even thousands through the expos, very, very few are prepared. What about the rest of the population? Well, we know where they stand. So back to your 1,000 acres, that's one model. That has the potential to work. But building communities, for me, is the only defense for a multitude of things that might come up, economic or gangs or whatever, that'll stand against bunches of people that will try and break you down. If you're an individual and you have a fortified home, time is on my side. If I was to come and take you out, time is on my side, not your side. But if you're a community and there's a bunch of people coming, the resistance will be so high they'll go around you rather than through you. And I've been preaching this for a while. And I'm just hoping that some people get it and we can create communities of 20 or 40. So I would say to you, Vinny, don't give up. It's possible. I know also of, put it this way, if the Italians, the Greeks, and now even the Muslims can start their own city, which is just on the news this morning, and have it out there, why on earth can't homegrown Americans who value the love of their country do these sort of things and stop this stubbornness, stop this individually minded independence? I just find it honestly,
Tony, let me take a few seconds and let everybody know. Tony isn't someone who just read about this. Tony was there. Tony was in South Africa. It came right at him, and he had to survive. And his family had to survive. He has been through it. He has been through the collapse. He's been through the takeover. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, we're talking about building community and how important it is to work together. You know, frankly, I live on a farm, and we can't survive just our family. I mean, for a while we could, but we have neighbors who work with us, and it's wonderful. But we're all like-minded. Now, we're all independent. Every single one of my neighbors is totally independent. However, we work together, and that's what Tony's talking about. And Tony, let me just share a little bit with you. Tony came from South Africa. His wife's family had an 8,200-acre farm, 8,200 acres. That's a very, very large farm. I believe there were about, over 100 families, 200 families working on that farm, maybe 250. Is that right?
No, it was 250 people, but 80 families. 80 families.
Okay, 80 families.
That were housed, and yeah. There was a clinic and a school and a store, everything, yeah.
Yeah,
and it was second and third generation.
So it wasn't like it just happened. It was something that had survived the test of time. And in a 24-hour period, at gunpoint, a group of government-sanctioned thugs stole the farm at gunpoint from the family, and everybody had to leave or get killed. Isn't that right?
Yeah, well, her parents actually won the court case against being the farm being taken over by Mugabe and his cronies, because they give it to the government officials. That farm today has been laid waste. Those 80 families were put to the side of the street, and her brother is still in Zimbabwe, and to the best of my knowledge, most of those people either went to the TTLs or are dead now, because this was their life. So, yeah, you know, you can win the war, which Rhodesia did. We lost it all because of U.S. and the Lancaster House agreements that were done behind the back to put socialist government in power. Yeah, we have a bigger problem, Vinny. This is 1,000 times the size of Rhodesia in South Africa. And
what we're looking at is the other side, the guys that who are spying on us, the other guys who are reading every single one of our emails, listening to every one of our calls, the ones who say that terrorism is the reason for all that, that's nonsense. It's absolutely
nonsense. They know we're a minority, and you know, you snap out that squeaky wheel, and it goes away. You close it down, you shut it down, and it goes away. Then you can just carry on doing what you're doing. In South Africa in the 80s, there were two groups, the PAC and, in fact, three groups, the PAC, the UDF, and PAGAD. One was Muslim, and one was communist. And what they did is they stirred up the masses. They marginalized two groups of people. One was religious. They attacked the Christians, and then they raised the voices of the Muslims. And in the last 24 hours, that's exactly what's happened in this country. And again, excuse the anxiety in my voice, but I'm just watching this being played out again, and I just don't get it. The people are not learning from history. In the last 36 hours, the president has in Northern Ireland gone against Catholics, and in fact stood in Northern Ireland, which was a Catholic. The Southern Ireland was the Catholic side, but in Northern Ireland spoke out against Catholicism. And Catholic education, and then the second thing is they announced today all the this new Islamic city in northern New York. You know, it's like a coming out party of these two groups. At the same time, they're going to start marginalizing and attacking Catholics and Christians in this country, and which has its own demographic because it's mainly white, and. It's the same thing being played out in the U.S., Vinny, and people are just, I don't know if they're burnt out, denial, or both. For me, it's just like, wake up, please, do something. And, it's not about food. It's not about water alone. It's not about medicines and shelter. It's about a community, and a community starts with the heart of people wanting to be together and putting these minority differences aside and doing what's best for the next generation. Yourself and myself, you know, God willing, we've got another 10, 15 years on the planet. But we're doing it for my grandkids and for my kids that want to live in a country and continue. And I find people stand up and talk about their rights and their independence, and they don't want to relocate. They don't want to just up and move and say, okay, let's be together, let's build something like a kibbutz or like you've got out there. My goodness. A square mile, you can feed. The state of Missouri tells you quite clearly that on 20 acres you can feed, I think it is, 40 people for a year. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So imagine what you can do on a square mile. You could have a bustling little town there, but people don't want to give up what they're holding on to, and what they're holding on to, I'm afraid, is going to be taken from them because they don't want to give up, consolidate, move together, and tighten up their defenses, and I mean mentally, not just physically. It's not just about bullets. And they don't want to have a meeting of the hearts. You know, they want to retain this independent spirit, and the opposition knows exactly how to just play the game and pick the independent off one by one, and that's exactly what's happening. And you and a lot of other people that you have at the expo are speaking the same language. And I don't know if you probably know this better than me, Vinny, but the people that come to the expo in the last three prior to Lebanon, there were a lot of the same people coming to the expo. There were not a lot of fresh people. But in Lebanon, in our store tables, we noticed a lot of different people coming to the expo. There was a lot less attendance, but there was more people participating and partaking. And the booths around about us, were, there was a medical couple from Oregon.
Yep.
They did well. The information they give, the tutorials they give, and we've had discussions about it afterwards. Now some people are getting it, but I think there's a heart that needs to change, and people need to say, okay, I've got to do what it takes before it gets taken away from me, whether it's land or goods. I put out a email blast the other week about this Colorado fire. What would happen in the state of Missouri if there was a mandatory evacuation because of some huge occurrence, whether it was chlorine tankers were turned over or a mass fire like in Colorado, and you put your all in one location, what would you do? The communities need to think like that.
That's a really good point, Tony.
So,
you know, we talk about this and people go, yeah, we have to do something, and they don't. And I'll tell you, you mentioned a couple things I'd like to respond to. Number one, you talked about Barack Obama saying that we have to put an end to Catholic education. Well, I was educated by the Roman Catholic Church. I was educated in high school. I was taught by the Jesuits. And I really believe it was one of the finest educations that anybody could have. These Jesuit men dedicated their lives. That's what they do. You know, not part-time, full-time. Their entire lives are dedicated to education. And I was educated by them. And I would hate to see that end, because Barack Obama thinks, you know, in his mind, it needs to stop.
Can I quickly respond to that?
Yeah.
If you look at history, it was the Knights Templar, the occupation of Jerusalem by the Knights Templar, that the Saladin and all these people had to fight against. And that's where the history goes back to. That's why they purposefully, like in Spain, when they conquered the Spanish Catholics, they put up their mosque there. So there is a first defense against Catholicism, which is directly from the Muslim. It's not even a religion. It's the Muslim world government, which is now on the shores of America. And then after once the Catholicism has been contained, the next thing they will do is come for evangelical Christians, because for them it's a softer target, and downhill. So I think you're on the right, exactly the right thing there, Vinny.
Tony, let me share something with you. I have a real problem with being friends with those who vote to take from me. What I'm saying is, I don't get gifts. I actually work very hard for what I've accumulated. I mean, I right after this broadcast at 11:01 Central Time, I'm going to be heading toward my tractor, and I'm going to be baling hay. And I'm going to bale hay until I can't bale hay anymore, because it's going to be getting dark. Okay, that's kind of what my life is. And I actually resent people who vote and support people who want to steal from me and you and hardworking taxpaying Americans. It makes me crazy. I don't see how I can possibly have a friend who votes for those who want to steal from us, and who want to, those who vote for the eavesdropping, the spying, the wiretapping, the surveillance, the drones, the satellite images, the removal of our liberties. I can't be friends with people like that. I don't want them in my house. I don't want them in my property. I don't want anything to do with them, Tony. It makes me angry just thinking about it.
I understand. But you know that a lot of people are truly ignorant to the depth of deception. I have people come into our store when I'm in there a few days, and one of them was a couple of months ago on this assault weapons ban. And by far, the majority were in favor of banning the assault weapons until I explained to them that, you know, if I was your neighbor and I had an assault weapon and somebody was in there and raping your daughter and you had a broomstick or a baseball bat and I came in with my FN or with my AR-15, would that happen? The point I'm getting at is by the time you spend 5-10 minutes explaining, they understand and see that this is not a threat to them, but in fact might be a help. And my conclusion is a lot of people are ignorant. I understand your frustration, and I share most of it. Really, folks need to wake up, honey, and we don't have time.
Let's wake him up. Let's wake him up at the expo. Let's try again.
Okay.
Tony Pache, Down to Earth Foods. You can find the link on the website, page one, downtoearthfoods.com. D2EFoods.com. He'll teach you long-term storage food at the lowest prices on the planet. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' Farmers Meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, I just read a report. The FBI claims that they've foiled a plot. They call it Hiroshima on a light switch. I did the calculation. 15 amps at 12 volts, that's 300 watts. 300 watts. They're calling that Hiroshima on a light switch. Nonsense. Absolute nonsense. Tony Pichet is with us. Mike in Tennessee, you're on with Tony Pichet and me, Vin Finelli.
Good morning. I was just wanting to ask your guest, had the people in his community there on his farm been armed and prepared and willing to fight, would that have made a difference?
Okay. Morning, sir. I think you're talking about the farm up in Rhodesia at that time.
Yes.
Let me just explain. We were in the throes of a low intensity guerrilla warfare, which we took the fight to them in other countries. Knocked the snot out of them when they came into the countries. They used the urban population to intimidate them to infiltrate. On Sher's parents' farm, there were two homes, one for the family/farm manager and one where the family lived in. They had outer perimeter fences, inner perimeter fences, tree dog guards, 24/7. They were on guard. The dads and the sons were away sometimes. You know, you had to go serve for 3 months and 6 months in other hot tour zones. That was all on. That happened. But when they attacked, the intel is what saved a lot of farmers. Intel on the ground, watching signs, just reading the mood of people because of the intimidations. We don't even have that yet. There's no community here. The farms had very good radio networks outside of it was called the Monet system, and there was roll calls every day. There were patrols if Mrs. Jones's husband was away in another hot area taking care of business. People would get together and even overnight or spidey hole type stakeouts in other perimeters. All homes had grenade screens. The homes inside were partitioned off with wrought iron fences that if they came into a certain section, they would battle to get into other sections. There were weapons hidden inside the houses. Yes, to answer your question, in short, South Africa and Rhodesia. My home in South Africa had a razor wire fence on the top, brick fibrecrete walls on the outside. Our home inside in Port Elizabeth, we were in the city, was partitioned off with lockable homes, lockable rooms, and we had guns hidden in certain rooms of the house. My kids, for the most part, were kept out of it. The wife and myself knew, and we knew how to take action. We had safe areas. We knew how to shoot in the dark. This was before lasers and night vision optics. So we were all prepared mentally and physically. So I hope that answers your question.
So you obviously had layers of defenses and provisions, and you had strategies already in place.
Increase and stress, yes.
And you apparently were overrun by, I assume, a larger force that was able to breach your defenses.
And when their farms were taken over, you must realize that this is 2002, 2003. The war I was talking about then was in the 70s. But in 2002, 2003, there was a lot of stuff that had Mugabe had come to power. Defenses were down. People's guards were down. And you would get a group of 50 to 100 people coming into a house and ask you, are you prepared to die for the food that's in your house? Most people didn't. Then they said, well, go to the bathroom or go to your bedroom while they ransack the house.
So basically that was a scenario that was quite different than what you previously mentioned. That's where people were not prepared.
Yes.
And then I guess large groups of people just overran them.
Well, exactly, because after the war, Mugabe came into power. People let their guards down and their defenses down. South Africa was a bit different in the 80s when they used to bus in people from other areas, and 10,000, 50,000 people would come into a community, and let's say they were going to march onto the town hall under the disguise of ranting against a company or a government or a medical situation.
Gentlemen, we are out of time. Tony, we're going to have to do this again, Tony.
Well, thank you.
Why don't we do a broadcast just on this, what it's like to have invaders come to your house, tell you got a short time to get your stuff and get out or you're going to die. Tony Fiché, you can meet him at the Get Prepared Expo July 19, 20, and 21. Mike, thanks so much for the call. Class, I'm Vincent Finelli. This is USAPreparedness.com. Tony Fiché is one of our instructors. Hope you get a chance to meet him at the expo. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.